Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Carlos Santana bringing us back. Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, thethirdingredient.com. That's the number three. Don't unbuckle your seatbelts. Pull them tight. The force that is Gerald Celente is in the building. He's here, folks. And so buckle your seatbelts and hang on for a wild ride. Gerald always takes us on a wild ride with his forecast that folks, over the last 20 years, if you go back and look, they almost always come true. His Trends 2000 book is a book of prophecy. We now know that. Gerald, thanks again for being here. Let's turn to the economy and some of the things that are going on inside the country, Gerald, that I'd like for your thoughts on. The GDP for the third quarter, or for the second quarter, I should say, was over 4%. That bodes well, doesn't it?
Yes, but again, you know, we have to look at, you know, among the reasons why. And among the reasons why are the, you know, the tax incentives, the stimulus, the tax cuts.
Reduced regulations did a lot.
And reduced regulations, yep. But we think it's temporary in the sense that we think it's we're still going to see GDP growth, but not as strong. And now it's also important to also look at, while we're doing pretty good over here, the rest of the world is slowing down pretty
right.
big.
That's right. China.
And for China
slowing.
Iran's
economy is falling apart.
Excuse me?
Iran's economy is falling apart. They got
that's a small one. But the larger economies, for example, their Iranian rial is like at an all-time low. Emerging market currencies are all declining. The European Central Bank decided not to raise their interest rates. They're still in negative territory, and maybe we're going to do it sometime in 2019, about a year from now they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And then the Bank of Japan just met this week, and they're not going to raise interest rates maybe till 2020. And you could buy a 10-year Japanese bond with a yield of negative. So in other words, when you buy the bond in 10 years, you get back, you get less money than you paid for.
Yeah, who's going to do that?
Makes perfect sense.
So is all this news that you're just giving us with regard to the U.S. economy, the strength of the dollar, and the other countries, doesn't this give leverage to the Trump administration from a trade negotiation standpoint?
Oh, absolutely. On the trade issue, you know, we're 100% behind Trump on that. You know, there's things I agree with him and disagree with him on. I agree with him on it because I know what the trade deals have done to destroy the nation.
Right.
And the facts are only there. When we had the before sellout Clinton did NAFTA, we were about a positive trade deficit, a trade surplus with Mexico. Mm-hmm. Now we're $71 billion a year in the hole. Before China came into the World Trade Organization, you know, now they have a $375 billion yearly merchandise trade surplus with the mm-hmm. United States. So who would do business like that?
I want to ask you a question about that. And something I've been talking to my audience about this week. If Trump is successful in more than not in the negotiations, if he's successful in Europe, he's successful in the NAFTA thing, and he gets some concessions from China. Since World War II, we've never seen what our economy could do with that kind of fair trading going on. This economy, you know, you're saying that the economy is temporary at 4.1. Gerald, if we get these trade concessions that we're talking about, if that happens, we've never seen that in our economy before. That could really take off.
No, we've seen it in our economy before they destroyed it in the 1990s. So what happened is,
but Gerald, we've been rolling over on trade deals for 70 years.
Not like they did with the World Trade Organization and NAFTA. Those were the worst ever. And it began in the late 1970s with the trade deals that really taken it away. I'll give you an example. Today, 97% of our shoes and clothing are all imported.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the trade deals, and it's not, you can't blame the other countries. You have to blame the politicians for selling us out so the multinationals could offshore their production to get the stuff made by slave labor, bring it back to the country,
and mark up
the prices.
You have to throw the unions in there, too, is complicit.
Yeah, you throw them in there, too. But even without the unions, the unionization wasn't strong in the South.
But regardless of what happened in the past 50 years, don't you agree, though, that this economy could really get an extra bit of juice?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So what we're saying, one of our trends is a self-sustaining economy. It should be made in America. If you want to import, you have tariffs, and you're importing luxury goods. If you want to pay more for those, fine. But, there was a time when all the silverware, the glassware was all made all over the place, all over the country.
Right.
So, and mills and the garment districts and on and on. So bring those jobs back and put the tariffs on so the people in this country can make a decent living. So I'm all in favor of it. And if you want to bring in luxury products and pay more for them, fine. You put a tariff on them.
Right.
That's the way it used to be until the politicians sold us out.
I need to take a break. I need your website, please.
Trendsresearch.com.
Folks, subscribe to his publication. And whatever Gerald says, folks, will help you with your business planning. We come back. I want to see what Gerald thinks about the future of oil prices. And we'll get some geopolitics when he explains that to us, I'm sure. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.